The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm sure glad you can join us for this netcast. Things are happening. I tell you, we're getting closer and closer all the time to the Word of Faith Radio Rally. WOFR.org, Word of Faith Radio Rally is coming. That's September the 15th in Concord, North Carolina at the Embassy Suites. You need to make plans, I mean real serious plans, to attend this meeting. The special speaker is going to be Jesse Duplantis, praise the Lord. So come out to that meeting. Make plans now. Also, WFR continuing to grow, continuing to expand. And you are a big part of that. If, as you tell friends, as you tell others through email, through Twitter, through Facebook, through any other means, then you help Word of Faith Radio grow and expand in its coverage. And that's exciting. SpeakFaith.tv, very quickly, I'm glad that things are working smoothly now with SpeakFaith.tv. Things are happening there. Join us on SpeakFaith.tv. And that's also sftv.io. That's our live stream. And that is going strong as well. More people viewing that all the time. And again, you're a big part of that by spreading the word. All right? Now, let's conclude our message on your confidence, having confidence in your own faith. All right, Acts 4:13. As they observed the fearlessness of speech, or the boldness, that's the word parousia. The boldness in the King James is the word parousia. As they observed the fearlessness of speech or boldness on the part of Peter and John, and understood that they were men without schooling or skill, they marveled and recognized them as having been with Jesus. Pastors brought out this verse several times, talked about it. And this is what I got out of that as I was meditating on this. Knowledge of Jesus and who He is. Remember, we were talking about having knowledge and confidence in who God is and His ability and how He acts in a situation, how He reacts in a situation. Knowledge of Jesus and who He is leads to bold confidence. So it is our understanding of who God is and who Jesus is, how He acts and responds in a situation. I mean, all you got to do is read the Bible and look at all the epistles, or not the epistles, the gospels, and how in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as you follow Jesus, how He acted and what He did. There was never one place where He came into a town and said, I'm going to lay hands on you and make you sick. He never did that. And I've even challenged people, show me one place where when He went to somebody and they said, oh Lord, heal me, He said, well, let me go away and pray and see if it's God's will. And once I find out whether it's God's will, I'll come back and I'll let you know. No, He just said, be healed. You say, well, you know, He's Jesus and He's third part of the Godhead, so of course He would know God's will. Well, isn't it interesting that God's will every single time was to heal him? Like I said, there's not an incident where He laid hands on somebody and they got sick. So you'd think out of the thousands and probably tens of thousands, maybe more, people that Jesus encountered, shouldn't there have been one, you would think, that He'd say, well, it's not time yet. Or it's not really God's will to heal you. He didn't run across anybody and all of those people. Now, I believe, this is just my personal belief, I believe everything that God gave us in the Gospels and the Epistles were given to us specifically so that we know what we need to know to operate here in this earth. Okay? And I believe that because of something that John said in his Gospel. He said, if everything that Jesus did and everything that Jesus said was written down, I don't think the world could hold all the books. So that tells me that God gave us certain incidents specifically to show us how to react, how to live, how to minister. That's why He gave us these particular incidents in the Bible. So if He needed to get across to us that it wasn't always His will to heal, And it was that, you know, there were times that God wanted somebody to sick. You would assume he would give us at least one story. Just one. I'm not asking for a lot. Just one. You know, I like what Pastor Keith Moore said one time. He said, you know what you need to be scriptural? You need scripture. You can't have a doctrine based on this is how I think it should be. You got to have scripture to be scriptural. That's such a truth. That's so deep. So what he said when he was teaching on some of these things, he said, that's why I asked people, you know, because he was teaching this particular message. He was teaching on 30 specific things that show that it's always God's will to heal. 30 things. He said, if somebody believes that God wants somebody sick or that it's not God's time or whatever, have them give you 30 scriptures, just like I gave you 30 scriptures that say we're to always be healed. Said, have them give you 30 scriptures that says that God doesn't always heal, that God sometimes makes people sick. He said, and watch them squirm, because they won't find any scriptures. Now, they may back up and say, well, now our church doesn't teach it that way. Well, I don't care what your church teaches. What does the Bible teach? You know, well, that's not the way Grandma believed. I don't care what Grandma believed. What does the Bible say? Okay, that's the only, this is, and I think every Christian, one way or another, would say, this is our guide for spiritual truth and conduct. Okay, they would say that. Until you say, well, then show me where it says God makes people sick. And they'll go, well, now, you know, we got to put the Bible aside because our church teaches. Well, you can already see the ground you're on is not solid. You know, you got to make it scriptural. So I like that. I think about that a lot. If you're going to be scriptural, you got to have scriptures. So praise the Lord. That's what I want us to see. I actually got through my notes. Hallelujah. It's a miracle. But anyway, the thing is, we need to have confidence in our faith. That boldness. See, that's why I was talking last week about when I received my healing, and I said I took it. I reached out and took it. I took it boldly. And I immediately went and told all the ministers that were at the ICFM convention, which, by the way, ICFM convention is going on right now down at Eagle Mountain Church. And I'm not there. Didn't make it this year. But last year when I was there, and Brother Copeland called out somebody's being healed of a liver problem, and I said, that's mine, I take it. And then I went after the service and told all those ministers, that was me tonight. I received my healing. I went around. Now, Dr. Bill, that was awful bold of you to do that. I'm healed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My liver is working perfectly. All my numbers are exactly perfect.
Hallelujah.
See, I like the results of the boldness. People may look at me and say, well, now, see, you're just too arrogant. Well, I may be arrogant, but I'm healed. You're not arrogant, but you're not healed.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that, you know? I like the arrogance part. But see, it's not arrogance in myself. It's solid, firm confidence in the Word of God.
Amen.
And if it comes across arrogant, I'm sorry, but I'm not here to please an individual as to whether, you know, I'm touching, feeling on their feelings, you know. No, I'm here to stand for the Word of God. Which is why when I look at some of the stuff people are saying, quote, in the name of God. We had a guy recently who is openly gay who is running for president. And he said, well, now, I'm a Christian. And I just believe that Trump is evil because of this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're a Christian, but you're openly gay, and you got a husband, and you are a guy, and yet the Bible says that's an abomination. Somehow I don't think you're an authority. I don't think I need to listen to you saying what is Christian and what's not. Now, I'm not against the individual. I'm against the sin. If he repented and turned and was no longer homosexual, fine. All right, we'll talk about what the Bible says, not what you believe. Okay, but if somebody's got devils, I am not going to try to appease them. And I'm not going to sidle up to them and say, yeah, you know, that's your opinion, but let me show you what the Bible says. No, I'm going to say the Bible says, and that's it.
Okay.
That's why I posted on Facebook recently. You know, it's kind of my take on the old adage that the Baptists used to say. Brother Hagin quoted it because he was raised Baptist, about God said it, I believe it, that settles it.
Okay.
And my take is, God said it, that settles it.
Okay.
I believe it. But it's settled whether you believe it or not.
Yes.
And this guy, whether he believes it or not, it is settled.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I mean, what the Bible says about homosexuality, it is settled. It is not up for debate. And it's the same thing with everything. It's the same thing with God always heals. He always heals. It's not up for debate. That's the way it is. Now, whether you receive it, that's a whole other matter, and that's something you got to do, is get bold confidence in the Word of God. Anyway, praise the Lord. Leave me alone. I'll start preaching. Hallelujah. But that's okay. I like it. So, praise God. Well, let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Father, thank you for this teaching here tonight. We thank you, Father, that we actually got to cover everything. Praise the Lord. That's exciting. And that we have confidence in our faith. We thank you, Father, for your word, that it is our guide. It is the truth. And we stand for that. And Father, we thank you for the people here tonight that they received openly and freely. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty. Well, we'll receive the offering. If you are giving electronically, please do so. You can send contributions to donations@fvc.org there on the internet through PayPal. If you go to PayPal, there's an option there to send finances. You can put in the donations@fvc.org, and that will you'll be able to contribute that way. Or you could use Square Cash, and Square Cash is, I believe, Dollar Faith Victory Church. Dollar Faith Victory Church is the username that you can send cash to through the Square Cash app. And that is, I think they just call it Cash now, the Cash app. So if you go to the Play Store or go to the iTunes App Store, you can look for the Cash app and you can do that and send it to Faith and Victory. And we encourage you to do that. Praise the Lord. And anybody that wants to give here physically tonight, you can do that with Brother Joe. And he'll take care of that. And I just appreciate everybody coming out. I know, you know, when pastor's not teaching, the sheep seem to stay away sometimes. But that's okay. He gave me full authority to teach the word here tonight. So praise the Lord. Well, I enjoyed it. Hope you did too. And you're dismissed. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. I just trust that you enjoyed the conclusion to our message on having confidence and faith, and that you'll write us here. Our email address is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org. And write us at our regular mailing address also, which is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.